Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hi, friends, and welcome to the very first episode of the Journaling Room. I'm Kendall, your host, and I'm so thrilled you're here. This is a space where we'll talk about journaling, how it can help us heal, grow, and live with purpose. Whether you're a seasoned journaler or someone who's always thought, that's just not for me, I want this podcast to be a warm invitation to explore what journaling could look like for you. Let me start by sharing a little bit about me. I've lived my entire life, minus 1 year, in South Carolina. I've been married to my husband, Nate, for 25 years, and we have 5 amazing kids who range in age from 25 down to 9. Our family is a blend of biological and adoptive love, and being a mom is one of my greatest joys and challenges. If you know, you know. Before I became a life coach, I was trained as an elementary school teacher, and I taught in a traditional school setting for about 3 years. I served as the director of Christian education at my church for a couple years, but for the past 12 years, I've been a homeschooling mom. It's been a journey of learning and growth for both me and my kids. Homeschooling is never something I thought I'd do, but it's actually been one of the best choices for our family. But my story with journaling began as a little girl. I had one of those Hello Kitty journals that I wrote secrets in. I even bore a hole along the edge of the diary and wove a padlock through it to keep my sister's eyes from reading my thoughts. In high school, I kept a quote book where I would jot down things I came across, scripture that meant something to me, a quote that meant something to me. And in early motherhood, I kept a line-a-day journal. It was a 5-year line-a-day journal, and I was about 3 years into keeping this journal, and I lost it. I'm still looking for it. I'm still holding out hope that I can find it, but that was tragic. And so honestly, I had really set down journaling around 2013, and it wasn't until about 2019 that I picked journaling back up. And that was because my life took a new turn when I stepped into the world of getting coached. That's when I first heard a coach teach me the concept that thoughts are what were creating my feelings. It wasn't my circumstances. I'd always believed that how I felt was directly tied to what was happening around me, but then I realized that my thoughts were actually the driver of my emotions. And for the first time, journaling became a way where I could really see what I was thinking. I began to understand that I didn't have to believe everything that my brain kept offering up. I figured out thought patterns, beliefs that were keeping me stuck, unhappy, and most importantly, holding me back from the gifts that God was wanting me to use for His glory. It was like through journaling, like a light switch really just turned on for me. Let me say this though, I'm not here to convince you through this podcast that journaling is the magic solution to all your problems. Journaling is simply a tool. A powerful tool, but it's not about checking off another box on your to-do list or feeling guilty if you started and you stopped journaling a million times. My heart behind this podcast is to share what's worked for me and invite you to consider how journaling could be a way for you to also heal, grow, and experience more love and joy in your life. So why a podcast about journaling? Because I know many people feel like journaling just isn't for them. Maybe it feels too time-consuming, too vulnerable, or you're just not sure what to write about. I've been there. But over these last 5 years, I've learned that journaling can be simple, approachable, and even something you look forward to. It's not about writing perfectly or filling up pages. It's about creating a space where you can be honest with yourself and with God. In this podcast, we're going to explore practical ways to get started with journaling. I'll explain, and we will actually go through some guided practice of different journaling methods to try. We'll talk about how to make journaling a part of your life without it feeling overwhelming. And we'll talk about how journaling can help us sit with hard emotions and process them, identify beliefs that may be holding you back, and ways to align your heart with God's truth. I'll share some of my own stories, struggles, and lessons learned along the way, and maybe I'll even bring on a guest or two who will share their own unique perspective on journaling. Here's what I hope you'll take away from today, though. Journaling doesn't have to look a certain way. It doesn't have to be fancy or time-consuming. It just has to be honest. Whether it's jotting down a few thoughts in a notebook, typing out a prayer on your phone, or even speaking your thoughts on a voice memo, there's no right or wrong way to journal. The goal is to give yourself a space to reflect, to grow, to connect with God and yourself in a deeper way. What you are thinking and feeling matters. So, friend, I want to invite you to join me on this journey. Whether you've never journaled before or you're looking to rekindle your journaling practice, this podcast is for you. Let's explore together how journaling can be a tool for transformation, one step, one thought, one page at a time. Thank you so much for spending time with me today in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it together, one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.